This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Kick off hour number two of the program. Adam Hickman has slurped his first bite of nacho cheese.
You got to get acclimated to it a little bit.
Right out of the can, huh?
Yeah, right out of the can.
Slightly below room temperature, we'll call it.
Yeah.
Okay. Good for you. It looks great. Davey is salivating over that cheese.
Huge cheese guy, Davey Hudson.
Big. Cheese.
Eat cheese on everything.
What if the secret to living forever is not eating cheese?
Do you eat cheese on pizza?
No.
What a psycho.
He gets sauce bread. It's like the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
It's like a carnivore pizza with no cheese. I'll get a lot of different like types of meat.
I don't know if it's a pizza without cheese.
What's the definition of pizza?
I don't know. Maybe it's just the dough and the bread and the way it's cooked. I have no idea.
Notre Dame's recruiting class is number 4 for this year, number 2 for next year. They've got 5 players already in that class. One's a 5-star. The 4 other players are all 4-stars. No, sorry. 1 5-star and 5 4-stars. And Marcus Freeman was like the primary on
on all of them.
On 4 out of the 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, not to mention the 22 guys they have in this class that's ranked 4th in the country. So they just said, we'll just roll with who we got. I think we're fine here.
The question is, can he coach? Right? Like, can he be the head coach?
Mm-hmm.
Go get a spoon, you baby.
This is going to be harder than it looks.
Nate tried to warn you.
Told you.
He says it doesn't look like that much, but did you get the same one twice? Is it 2 of the same jars?
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. You got different flavors.
Oh, that was a big key.
Yeah.
That was a big deal. I had to. Nate said that saved him. Was the second jar, or whatever I got you, was it a can? Jar?
Jar.
Said the second one had a different flavor, so it allowed him to power through. Oh, those damn sliders, and I forgot my ketchup, my mustard. That was ridiculous. I'm so stupid. Stupid. Notre Dame will be fine in the short term.
Yeah.
And maybe Freeman turns into, you know, a stud. Maybe he's a baller. Who knows?
Well, he gets to take him into the horseshoe to start the season next year. We'll find out quick.
Well, hell, he might have to take him into the playoffs in a couple weeks, man. trial by fire. Like, it might happen. It's not off the table.
Well, this definitely gives them the best chance to win a playoff game.
Yeah.
I actually want to see them get in now.
Dude.
That's a great point.
I want to see them win the whole damn thing.
Suddenly, I hate Notre Dame a lot less. It's amazing. And my disdain for LSU has skyrocketed.
And for it to happen, I mean, I get to root against Alabama.
Just need a little carnage and we're
good. Nothing to it, right? That's easy.
Yeah.
It's like I hate Georgia, but it's like the only reason I would want Alabama to make the playoff is if they could ultimately be the one to knock off Georgia.
Right, right.
But, I mean, what are the odds of them beating them twice? Because that's what would have to happen.
Well, if you beat them once, I mean.
Yeah, but it.
I mean, beat them once, it is going to be a rematch of Nick Saban and Kirby Smart.
If Georgia beats Alabama and one of the other teams loses, Michigan or Cincinnati, and Notre Dame gets the 4 seed, and Marcus Freeman and Tommy Rees beat Georgia, the only like unbeatable kind of like the team that Brian Kelly would always get, you know, play and get beat by 30 or 40 points.
And it's not like Marcus Freeman last year really struggled against Georgia. Their defense kept them in check for majority of the game.
Don't take my point and use it as your own after you say, well, Georgia had a lot of players out.
They did. I think it was defensively, though.
You and I are going to wrestle in the parking lot. Like, we are just going to – I'm going to throw rocks at you.
The only problem with that is Marcus Freeman wasn't the defensive coordinator against Georgia last
year. Oh, he'd already left?
He was still at Cincinnati. He's only been the defensive coordinator this season.
Yeah, Cincinnati played Georgia last
year. In the bowl
year.
Game is what he's saying.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Notre Dame-Georgia game.
No, that was 2 years ago, right?
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, he's talking –
I got the games wrong.
No, yeah, he's talking about the bowl game that Cincinnati should have won, to be honest.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
So he's already seen it, man. He knows that offense. He knows. And Tommy Reese is over there just like, finally, I get to call my plays. So, I mean, think about that.
You don't get to – like, how are you scouting them?
That's what I'm saying. No, that's what – it's so perfect. Kirby Smart, he's lived in the film room all year. He's got, I got all my guys, and I know what they're doing. Notre Dame, it's a brand-new team. They're not going to be doing any of the same stuff. It's like, yeah, you can watch film, see some personnel. Defensively, I guess, film might help. Offensively, maybe not. Sign me up for that. Gosh, everyone in the world would be rooting for Notre Dame. I don't know if I like that. I think I like it better when.
What day would that game? That would be on the 31st, right? Or is it the 1st this year?
It depends on which games they are, because something with the Rose Bowl.
Well,
they'll
do them both the same day for the college football playoff. Those are back to back.
Right. He's talking about which day they are. It's in the cycle.
Yeah, because the Rose Bowl has a deal with, like, it's always New Year's Day, but then. Certain years, they can be New Year's Eve. I can't remember.
Oh, I'm trying to find it for you. Friday, December 31st this year, the two semifinals. One's at the Orange Bowl, one's at the Cotton Bowl.
It'd be perfect. I'd be at Notre Dame the next day. It'd be electric.
If they won.
Yeah.
Which they might. Because it's going to be very, very hard to scout Notre Dame.
I don't think it'll be that hard, but, you know.
Brian Kelly, ugh.
I just think it'd be funny if, like, he was never able to beat the team that's like Georgia this year. Like, the team that, you know, when he played Alabama in the BCS championship game, couldn't come, you know, it was not even a game. And then,
no, every time they've run up against, you know, a good team in the playoff, yeah. They've gotten stroked.
So he beats the teams he's supposed to beat.
If they were to beat Georgia, especially if, you know, if Georgia looks really good and beats Alabama in the SEC championship game, allowing Notre Dame to get in.
Kirby Smart's like, maybe we should lose.
It was
on purpose.
It was dumb of Barta to say, look, well, they don't have a coach, so it's hard to kind of rank them, even though they were ranked where they would have been, even if Brian Kelly had still
been ahead of Oklahoma State. But that doesn't matter because we all knew Oklahoma State was going to go ahead of them if they went out, and Oklahoma State's going to finish behind them if they lose to Baylor.
Right, right.
So it really didn't matter. You make a good point.
But now they have a coach.
Ah.
So maybe this is Oklahoma State wins, and like since Alabama loses, and Oklahoma State's like, we're getting in. And they're like, nope, we think Notre Dame's actually better now.
We really like that guy.
Thought it was a good hire.
Yo, Notre Dame without Brian Kelly, probably a little better. We actually slid him up a little bit.
Yeah, we
after
we
all hopped. We did our research, our due diligence, we interviewed the players and the coaching staff, and we actually think that Notre Dame is in much better shape now.
Notre Dame gets the 2 seed.
Maybe the 1, huh? So yeah, they wouldn't have lost to Cincinnati if Brian Kelly hadn't, you know, coached there and felt bad for Cincinnati and wanted to give him a win. He was trying to prop up Cincinnati because he knew he was leaving.
Well, you know what the players have said? We don't feel like Brian Kelly thought we could win a national championship here. That's why he left.
Mm-hmm.
So if they get in the playoff.
Oh, you've never seen effort like that. Male Rudy. He gave great effort. It'll be 85 Rudys running around out there. Georgia's toast. I'm in. Oh, I'm so for it. I can't stand Notre Dame, but watching this Notre Dame team give it all they've got and beat Kirby Smart. Yeah, I think I'd be okay with that.
If they win the national championship, can you imagine?
I want it to happen.
The tweets, I want the Instagram post.
If they do that, you automatically extend your head coach two games into his tenure.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good, hey, here's your contract. By the way, you might have two games left. If you win those, he gets a higher he gets higher paid than Brian Kelly at
special clause.
$11 million a year.
Yeah. Marcus Freeman, we're going to pay you $9 million a year or $1
more
than
Brian
Kelly
than Brian
for the rest
Kelly.
Of time. Whichever's higher.
I would kill to have a camera that he doesn't know about.
Hey, be careful.
What?
He said to kill.
Carnage.
What?
We're talking about Brian Kelly.
I don't know. Imagine him watching that game? Notre Dame beats Georgia, goes plays for the Natty, and they're winning, and he's just sitting there like, I mean, like, what are you?
You know, he would talk himself into like, well, I put them in that position. Oh. I gave them the motivation.
You know,
he
put out a statement.
So proud of all the guys I recruited and got to Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. And he already made a meme of himself in his press conference.
Yeah, holding up the L. Yeah, that's just he. Oh yeah,
can't wait for that to get used.
It's gonna get used probably pretty often. I mean, those players have to be like the happiest players in the world. Notre Dame and poor LSU players.
Well,
goodness,
I mean,
gracious!
You're the one with the sources up there. That's what
they love that guy.
I mean, we know that from the horses.
I didn't realize Tommy Rees was so well thought of. I mean, I know he played there, but I didn't realize that they think he's the next big thing.
Well, I mean, he's the quarterback guy. Like we said, so if he and Marcus Freeman can now go out and land, that all-world quarterback with Freeman's defensive guys, maybe that's
kind of the best of both worlds, right?
That's their path to, I mean, it's not Lane Kiffin. This isn't Lane Kiffin fun, but if they're good, it'll be fun.
That's usually how it works.
Because we'll be able to, kind of point and laugh at Brian Kelly. In the SEC.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't want Notre Dame to become like the next Alabama, but
I would rather Notre Dame be the next Alabama than.
Well, really, it doesn't matter. Like, whatever happens at Notre Dame happens at Notre Dame. I think Brian Kelly is going to struggle at LSU. I think all the moves in his head of, I'm going to go to LSU, I'm going to be able to get all this talent, I just don't think it's going to work out that way for him, especially now that he's going to have to create a staff out of thin air. You know, like, it's not like he's not really getting to bring his system as far as, like, everybody knows the system and this is how he's essentially starting from scratch.
Yeah.
Which could be a good thing, I guess. Maybe. I just doubt it. He doesn't seem like the type of guy who at this stage in his career is thinking, I really need to reinvent the way I've been doing this after, he gets a $10 million a year contract. Like, he probably thinks my way is the best way. I just didn't have enough talent because all the restrictions on me at Notre Dame. And he killed a kid.
Mm-hmm. Notre Dame does have a four-star, highest-rated quarterback in this class coming in as a four-star quarterback, 6'3", 215. Steve Angeli out of New Jersey. Listen to where their recruiting class is from. You ready? South Carolina, California, Michigan, Washington, California, Ohio, Massachusetts, Missouri, Indiana, Texas, California, Iowa, Virginia, New Jersey, Georgia, Michigan, Arizona, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Louisiana, North Carolina.
Was that 18 different states?
That was a lot, right? 22 kids in about 17 or 18 different states.
That's wild. I mean, that's Notre Dame, but
that's what they have to do.
Yep.
And that's why the brand has to be, like, strong. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to, it has to travel. Crazy.
Good stuff.
All right. Well, enough about the Irish. Let's shift gears, I guess. Find something else.
All right. What are they going to do? Venables? Talk about uninspiring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's right here. Three guys from California, two from Indiana, two from Michigan, two from New Jersey, and then one from all of those other states. That's crazy. All right, come back with more. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Welcome back to Three and Out, Punishment Edition. Hey, when are you going to start talking with that thing in your mouth?
How about now?
Hickman, how's the cheese going?
Well, Davey can go to hell.
It's thick. I think if I melt it and change the consistency up, I can probably just gulp it down and then go throw up and be over with it.
That's just the first can, though, right?
Yeah, this is can one. It's almost done.
That's pretty good, yeah.
I'm to the point, though, where I just start gagging.
Praising.
Dave, you want to help me eat some of this?
Take a picture.
No, I'm good.
I'll do it. Brush your teeth this morning?
Is that a joke?
I'm asking a question.
Of course.
I mean, sometimes we get here early.
You skit? You don't?
You had your eyes closed.
I'll take another.
I mean, I'll take a swig.
I gotta look good.
I got a big old thing of mouthwash.
Let's put a smile on that face.
Oh, that's a good one, right?
Yeah,
there.
Sometimes I don't get to.
You don't?
Sometimes if I'm running late.
I can't do the letter after A. You know what? I just.
If I'm running late, I'll sometimes just get a swig of mouthwash, and then whenever I go back home,
hey, Hickman, can brush
my teeth with some paper
after
lunch.
Towels.
You drill.
He's going to drill all over the. His computer, the mic. Found some.
It's fine.
Oh, you got a whole roll over there. Yeah.
Everything's good here.
Daily MLB update. The players are locked out. That's all I have on that note.
Wait, what?
There's a lockout.
Why?
I don't know.
What happened this
baseball
time?
Baseball, I don't care.
You.
It's not even the season.
You rotted it up.
Locked out of where?
Like, they're having a lockout.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
For CBA negotiations and whatnot.
They just had one. How can the NFL, like, never have – well, I mean, I won't say
they
never.
They did have that.
But does baseball just do, like, one-year deals or something? What's going on here? What do you think, Chris?
Well, I have extensive knowledge of Major League Baseball.
Wait, what was that? Major League what?
Dace dog.
You can say D's, just not D's.
Correct. Out of die.
Welcome to the end of baseball. That's what ESPN led with. Oh, for a while at least.
The Atlanta Braves.
They gonna have any of their players off this World Series winning team?
They're
losing them all.
You know, I don't care about this. Sorry. This is worse than the dentist.
Really?
This is, I feel like I'm drooling everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hot those dentist tigers, huh? He gets caught this year.
Hey, how'd the ACC do yesterday, Davey? They bounced back?
Couldn't tell you.
You didn't watch any basketball last night?
I did not watch a single thing of sports last night.
Didn't keep track of your conference?
I didn't either.
Oh, you didn't watch Memphis lose? You just...
No, heard that.
Saw it on Twitter.
I was watching Squid Game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, you started Squid Games.
Mm-hmm.
What episode are you on?
I can't remember.
I think you need to review it with your in your
current
state.
Oh, man. Nardles.
The what?
I can't
Marbles.
Say that.
Marbles.
Yes.
Marbles. Yeah, Marbles. Okay, so you're...
I can't say that word.
Hey, y'all, what, 3-4 episodes left?
Yeah, 2 or 3.
Oh, you got all the way to the marbles.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I started all that. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Taking it slow.
Yeah.
Colorado lost last night to UCLA, 73-61.
I saw that.
We play Colorado.
Yes, yes. How's that cheese?
Probably should have watched that. Do a
disgusting.
Little scouting.
Yeah?
Villanova won. Arkansas won big over a nobody. Oklahoma beat Florida.
Saw that.
74-67. Florida was ranked 14th. They'll be falling now.
Yeah.
USC over Utah, 93-73. Auburn won. We mentioned that. Michigan State beat Louisville in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Wisconsin beat Georgia Tech. North Carolina, 72. Michigan, 51.
Woof.
That was the game of the night. Dick Vitale was on the call and everything.
Oh, good.
So I had to mute the television.
Hey. What? He's been through a lot this year.
That's fine. I'm happy that he, you know, is back in that regard.
You going to see?
Doesn't mean I have to listen to him.
Huh? You know, you going to up chuck?
Don't. Don't make you laugh.
Yeah, because I drill.
You need to soak in these last few games of Dickie V, Nate.
What do you mean last few games? He almost died. He's not dying. And I guess we all are.
Yeah, we're mortal.
This is a good segment.
Yeah.
Segment.
I think it's pretty good.
I can't. I'm just dying heart to eat over. Seriously.
So how many games did the ACC even win? One the first night and one the second. Oh, NC State beat Nebraska.
That game went into what, four overtimes?
Four overtimes.
Really?
Virginia Tech beat Maryland.
That's another half of basketball.
Miami beat Penn. So the ACC won all the crappy matchups, basically. One, two, three, four, five. The ACC won five games out of 14. Sad.
Yeah. Tragic.
You hate to see it.
You do. You really do.
Uh-huh.
I really want to expound on that topic. I just can't.
Yeah, sure you can.
I really can't.
Yeah.
The things they don't tell you.
When you've got the beard,
what
too,
don't they tell
so
you?
It's like,
hey, you're going to wear this and drool everywhere.
Kind of like filtering your saliva down there.
Dude.
And there's a huge.
It's crazy.
Mm.
It's disgusting.
I need one of those little things like at the dentist, like, you know.
Yeah. The hose. Yeah, the hose.
I've always wondered if they could develop like a little tiny, like almost needle size one of those that they could, you know how you get a really bad chest cold?
Mm-hmm.
You just want to jab one of those all the way down to like your bronchioles and just suck that mucus out, you know, just
that sounds get it out of horrible. There.
Yeah, I mean, it's too dangerous to, you know, do
dangerous,
that, obviously.
Yeah, yeah,
but had to teach my son yesterday what phlegm was. He was like, you know how you get that, you know, it's like there's snot, it's like in your throat, and then it's like, but when it's like harder, I was like, yeah, it's phlegm. Yeah, exactly. So,
thank you.
So later on in the day, he was like, and then I coughed and I got some phlegm up. Is that? Yeah, yep, okay, yep, phlegm. You're disgusting.
I know. I was going to say, father, son, you can't make an F.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, let's go to break.
Yeah, let's see.
Come back with more.
Thank you.
Callum wants me to recite the preamble to the Constitution for my next segment with the, what do we even call that thing?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's from the Taboo.
Or read all 38 of General Nealon's maxims.
it's the Taboo Speak Out edition.
Yes.
So your Speak Out device.
Out device. Got it. All over it. Whew. Hurts my. You weren't kidding about the chapped lips. I mean, that happens lickety split.
Mm-hmm. I told you.
Sad.
You all right back there, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
All right, just making sure. Just making sure. So Taysom Hill getting the start tonight for the Saints.
Yep.
Alvin Kamara listed as iffy. Is that a new one? According to ESPN. Let's see here.
I mean, he hadn't played in a month.
Has it really been a month? I thought he's only missed like two games. I guess they had a bye week in there, though. Amari Cooper will play tonight. It's kind of a big deal for the Cowboys. Did you see, Davey, that the Seahawks are taking a look at Adrian Peterson this week?
Good luck.
Was he that bad? Like, did he look that bad to you?
He looked to the point there are better guys you could get off the street.
Really? You thought he was that, like, just...
I mean, the Titans did. They went and picked up Dontrell Hilliard.
All right.
It's true.
Okay.
But Seahawks are looking at him? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Signed him to the practice squad.
Did they?
Did they? I think
so. I thought they were just... I don't know. I thought they were just looking at him. Good for him, though, getting a couple extra shots at it. I mean, he's only like $12 million in debt, so he kind of...
Yeah, he needs cash.
Any and all money.
Why is he in debt?
Because he spent all of his money and borrowed more than he had and accrued debt.
He was also taken advantage of.
Was he?
Yeah.
I thought his was... Like, I know Clinton Portis basically got robbed. Albert Haynesworth basically got robbed. I thought he just... Spent a bunch of money on cars, houses,
I mean,
and parties.
He didn't do himself any favors, but he also kind of got involved in a situation where he was just taken advantage of.
Okay.
I mean, part of that's him not really being smart enough to see what was happening, but...
He did get signed to the practice squad.
How about that?
Just picked him up off waivers.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why?
This league, man, running backs are hard to come by. Anybody that's going to start...
Okay.
Anybody that could play. Worth it.
If you say so. Is he going to play? I mean, I know that, you know, they lost Chris Carson, but, like, is he...
Well, I have Chris Carson, so, you know.
Why? Oh, because is this the long-term?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
On my IR.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Now, that makes sense.
Yeah. Now, 14 teams, got to start two running backs, and there's a crap ton of flex spots. You just snap up anybody.
Alvin last played, to answer your question, Chris, on November the 7th.
It's almost a month. You're right. Wow. Wow. I've seen it listed as knee. Did they ever say exactly what it was? He just tweaked the knee?
I thought it was an MTL sprain. Mm. But I might be confusing him with somebody else.
Okay. Well, all the best to him.
Why
are we opening up cheese number two? Nate, you want to verify cheese can number one?
It's literally almost done.
You can hear like the cheese in his throat when he's talking.
Yeah.
What do you think, Hodges? Is that?
Yeah, it's good enough.
Really? Hodges is so lenient.
I've done that before.
It's bad. I would rather play shot caller trivia while getting
ping pong balls to the back. You know, we could set that up for you. We got time. We could set that up if that's what you'd rather do. Well, he's eating it cold, too. That can't help.
I don't know why he's eating it cold. I don't know what he's thinking.
I was kind of thinking about it, and I was like, hot or cold cheese? Let's see.
You need to put that in one of the coffee cups and warm it up, and then... It'll just go down faster, first of all, and it'll give you a different taste. Just put it in one of these, and then you just drink it. Mmm. Delicious. I mean, coffee, you know.
Yeah, I was like, what? cheese, delicious. Mm-hmm. All right, we worried it all about Colorado this weekend. That's not a terrible loss to UCLA. What'd you say, 71-63? Something like that, yeah.
I don't know. UCLA's good.
Yeah. I don't know how, like I said, college basketball right now, everyone but Purdue, it seems like, you know, there's some pretty good teams, and then it's a slow trickle down as you go down the top 25. Purdue might be that good.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen some people saying this is Matt Painter's most complete team he's had at Purdue, and we all know he's had some pretty damn good squads.
Yep.
But after this Colorado game, I mean, Tennessee's got a pretty tough gauntlet coming up. Do you like where this team's at right now? Are we based on coming into the season, where you what you thought we'd look like, are we ahead or behind?
We're close. I was hoping we'd be farther ahead. I was probably expecting us to be slightly better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, none of that none of that really matters. I mean, I guess my hope is that they're trying to kind of figure out who they're going to be able to lean on, you know, as they get into more of the meat of the schedule. But it's kind of two game pods right now, right? You get two cupcakes, two good opponents. Two cupcakes, two good opponents. And of course, so we just played the two cupcakes, and now we got two good ones. So, I mean, I'm hoping that they were kind of testing out a bunch of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and now they'll be able to play better than we've seen. I mean, especially against Tennessee Tech, that they'll be more settled in and play better. And
well, what do I always say, Nate? What's always my biggest? Always the rotation.
We got Colorado on the road Saturday, and then Texas Tech and Madison Square Garden on Tuesday. That game's at 7. Jimmy V Classic. Then you'll have the two cupcakes again. That's UNC Greensboro, SC Upstate. And then Memphis and Arizona.
Arizona, who may be the best team in the country, according to some dude with a computer.
Yeah, and then Christmas, and then SEC play starts.
You all right back there, Dave? We putting you to sleep?
No, I'm like...
Is it the model? You working on the model?
No, I'm actually trying to find content.
We're talking about sports.
Yeah, we want your take on this basketball team. How are you feeling? Better or worse than you expected?
He wants content, but like he doesn't watch sports. He doesn't care about sports unless it's Duke. He hates everything Tennessee.
It's not true. My take on this team currently, I think we're... honestly, a little bit better than I thought we would be at guard, and we're worse than I thought we would be in the post.
So are you out on Huntley Hatfield, or you think he's just got some development to go?
It's just going to take time.
Okay.
I mean, when you hear you have the number four player in the country coming in,
mm-hmm.
you probably think he's going to be a little bit better than he has been. And that's not to say he's been bad, but it's just...
Well, he's also, like, barely 18.
I know, and he reclassified.
Right.
And... I don't know. I mean, you mentioned Duke. I try to compare it to some of the guys that have reclassified and have stepped in and played for them. So.
Such as?
Well, Joey Baker, for starters, but he wasn't very good. I thought they were going to redshirt him. He's playing right now. He's doing okay, but the COVID rules still kind of get me on, like, what class someone technically
is. Right,
right. Mm-hmm. That's the most recent example. They did it with Andre Dawkins, but, I mean, he was a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he came in firing. But, I mean, outside of shooting, he didn't provide a whole lot more. It's so gross, Hickman.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you help him out, Dave?
He's trying to go fast.
Bleep off.
Oh, man. Nope. He's getting head twitches.
Why don't you help him out? I mean, you're the one that's got your mouth open half the time.
I've got my own punishment. All right, I can't do two.
That's a bad punishment you got over there.
Hey, it's all about the luck of the draw, and I was very unfortunate the back half of the SEC Survivor schedule to draw that punishment. I mean, it's not that bad, except for the drool. But to draw that one, it was definitely a win, Hickman. I mean, there's part of me that sees all that cheese and thinks, man, I could handle that, you big baby. But I don't
you
have
to.
You
ought to put that thing in your mouth and then let us come over here and pour some of this down in your mouth.
That's probably die. Phrasing. Jeez, man. Like, oh, come on.
Death by cheese.
This is a family show, Hickman. Come on.
It's cheese.
A lot of it that you're kind of lollygagging around so far.
It's 8:43 and I'm halfway there. A little over halfway there.
I thought you had to eat three of those. We said two? Is that how much?
Yeah, it's two.
How much is that? You think that's a cup? That was it was three cups.
No, it started... I had to do three cups.
Right.
That's why you bought the two big jars.
Right.
But then we changed it because it was so bad. Pass me that.
Well, I don't know how bad it was. Davey doesn't know how bad it was. You're the only one over here saying how bad it was.
Well, why don't you try it this offseason, and that way you can adjust it for the game.
No.
Yeah, it's two cups nacho cheese. This is 9 ounces. Cup's 8 ounces.
I don't think it's two.
Check your list.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm pretty sure it's three.
Check the stats.
Yes, two cups.
Told you.
That's definitely what it is. Two cups, nacho cheese. That's what I have written down for sure.
He's probably got one cup written down.
I have one and one half cup written down.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to finish half of this.
One and one
half? Did you steal my computer and
I
make some
it.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Davey, have you been logging in over here and adjusting my notes, maybe through my phone?
One and one half? Why would you even have done that?
I don't know. That's what I don't think. That doesn't sound like something I would do. That's why I might have to call some shenanigans on this one.
I remember I thought Nate poured, somebody poured at one point theirs into a cup and was like.
Yeah, he drank it.
Maybe that's what he meant. A cup and a half.
A cup
of this.
A cup and a
which
half.
Is,
not an actual
which
cup.
Which is two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
8 ounces.
Okay, yeah. It's about
16
right.
ounces.
Like a coffee cup and a half, not like a measuring
right,
cup.
Right.
That, yeah, yeah. That's the deal.
Yeah. Because isn't this like a 12 ounce cup? So a cup and a half.
Yeah, it's probably 12. Yeah. Would be 18. So 9
and
9 is 18.
You don't fill this all the way up. So 16. Perfect.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nailed it. Good job.
So
Hickman.
That ounce you left in the first one is good to go. You're fine. I'll just do that in the second.
That ounce didn't matter.
It's an ounce. I mean, ounces matter. There you go.
It's a game of
ounces. If you'd warm that up, you'd warm your body up. It'd probably be easier to eat.
It's a game of ounces, you know? SEC
ounces,
Survivor.
Inches.
Yep.
All that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Come back with
yeah,
more.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
this
yeah.
Final
yeah.
segment, hour two next. The NFL regular season is heading into the final month of the year. They're giving us a big Thursday night matchup. We've been talking about Taysom Hill getting the start for the Saints. FanDuel's making this matchup even bigger tonight as you got 30-1 odds on either team to win. So if you think Taysom Hill is a horrific decision to go with quarterback for the Saints, you can hop on the Cowboys. David, who'd you say is playing back at receiver for the Cowboys? So both guys.
Amari
were...
Cooper should be back, and CeeDee Lamb is also expected to be cleared for misconcussion protocols.
So there you go. Probably want to jump on the Cowboys if you're picking. But, you know, hey, if you think the Saints are going to get the upset, you can pick them as well. If you're a new user to FanDuel, you can get 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can turn a $5 bet into $150. And, of course, you can jump on the same game parlay with this first game of the week in the NFL, even if you're an existing user there. It's all made possible with FanDuel. It's the number one rated sportsbook app in America, and for good reason. We love it. You will, too. Try out FanDuel Sportsbook. Download and use our promo code 3OUT. That'll let them know we sent you. And right now, you can refer a friend and get $50 in site credit for you, and your friend will get $50, too. So just look for the link there on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. And play along with us the rest of the NFL season. It's really, really a ton of fun when you have these primetime games where there's only one. If your favorite team's not playing, you can, you know, get some action going and make it more fun with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. $10 first deposit required. Must wager and designate offer market. Max bonus, $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-789-8978.
Wait, did they change the number?
Well, sorry, 1-800-889-9789.
There it is.
I think I said the last four digits incorrectly there. Like call Tennessee Redline.
721-800-889-9789. Yeah, there it is.
Now, I was looking at it. My computer glitched it down, and I just
tried
to rattle it off.
You guys got to step up your computer game. I don't know what you guys are doing on these computers, but the fact that you and Dave have so many issues, and poor Hickman. God knows what's on the station laptop. Good Lord.
Well, here, we'll roll it one more time just to make sure that we're all good.
For the red line.
Yeah. All right.
1-800.
Hang on. Oh. Must be 21 or older in present Tennessee. New Year's only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager and designate offer market. Max bonus, $150. Bonus fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline. 1-800-889-9789. Is that better?
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Boom.
Boys, it's that time of year.
What's that?
It's the holiday season.
Mm.
Have you decorated your house?
Yes.
You're there?
Yes.
When did you do it?
Saturday and Sunday.
So you are a post-Thanksgiving decorator.
Much to my own family's chagrin. They would rather go...
Like 1st of November?
I don't know when they would go if I wasn't around. But yeah, before.
Well before.
Yeah, I make us wait.
What about you, Dave? The family got all the stuff out, ready to go?
I never put anything up, really.
There's a stunner. Man, when's the last time you did a chore?
I mean, I keep all my stuff clean and everything. I just don't get festive for any holiday. Like, I don't do anything for...
Why do you hate life so much?
I will celebrate the season. I'm not spending money on decorations.
You're just not... You're a Grinch.
I'll get, like, a Charlie Brown Christmas tree, and that's basically it.
So, like a branch of an actual tree, and you're just like, here
it is, yeah.
Why do you hate the world so much?
I don't hate it. I just go on with my life and don't take the time to set things up. And then, I mean, you're just going to take them down like 3 weeks later.
Do you wash your clothes?
Yeah, but
They're just going to get dirty again.
Well, I don't want to smell.
And you don't want to be in the holiday spirit, apparently. I feel like you could use a little cheer in your life is all. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what you need. Maybe you need to go to a local store and get some decorations and just go all out, man. Decorate the car. Get those antlers.
Reindeer thing.
Some lights. That might really, girls like to be festive.
The
and
people
maybe,
who put the reindeers on their car, those are weird people.
No, it's funny because your car looks like a reindeer. It puts a little red nose on the front. Do you enjoy anything?
I have no problem with people decorating their house for the Christmas season. I celebrate Christmas, but I don't understand why putting lights up, what does that have to do with the reason I celebrate Christmas?
It's so Santa can see your house and find it. It's lit up. It's like, hey, buddy, we're down here. Are you kidding? It's colorful. It's there's not as much sunlight this time of year. Days are shorter, so you got to brighten things up with some Christmas lights
and increase the electric bill. No thanks.
What? Okay, Scrooge. One lump of coal only. Like, you're a monster. You're a monster.
What do you do?
It's decorated, man.
How?
Trees up. Got some festive stuff around the, living room there.
You got anything on your car?
You got lights on the house?
Not
yet.
Not yet.
You going to do that, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I helped my mother decorate. Well, I didn't really help her decorate. I did pull it out of the attic.
Yeah, yeah.
And she
got it down.
On Thanksgiving, I took all the stuff from my parents' house. And
see, that's a chore.
I brought it up.
You did a chore.
For my mom.
That's,
she was like,
okay.
Can you help carry the stuff? I was like, this is really light, but yeah, sure.
Well, that's good that she didn't overpack the stuff in there, make it real heavy. But yeah, mom got the candy cane lights.
Yeah.
The metal snowman, the four-piece. He's got a hat. You got to make sure he's got his hat on.
We got some icicle lights across the...
you want icicle lights,
yeah,
huh?
The porch.
Mm-hmm. Did you hang those?
Yeah.
Stapler?
What'd no, they just fit right up under the...
Oh, you're kidding
me. Fascia of the porch.
Like it was created for them. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
It's perfect.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, every Christmas I watch Die Hard. Like, what more do you want from
Wrap
me?
Wrap the lights around the bushes. I don't even use those, like, nets things. We actually light the bushes, Chris. You know, with the regular strand.
Light the bushes.
You know, yep. Put the strand of lights on it like it's a Christmas tree. We got an awesome tree now. It's all pre-lit. Things so easy. It's only three pieces.
Just you're a fake tree person? Me too.
I love the smell of a real tree.
I do too.
The allergies are
well, my grandmother used to always get a real tree, and my uncle would have to flock it.
Excuse me, what?
You guys don't know what flocking a tree is?
Yeah, I do. I just want to say that.
Oh. David, do you know what it means to flock a tree?
No, I first thought you said something else and thought it was kind of funny, but.
How about you, Hickman? You're a backwoods man. You know what it means to flock a tree?
Is that when you like, kind of got to like fluff it a little bit?
And... No, that's called fluffing a tree.
Oh, well, no, I don't know then.
To flock a tree, I'm not even exactly sure what it is, but you spray it with this stuff. It makes it look like it's got snow on it. It's called flocking. Is that right? Do you know what that is? What? How do you do that?
Yeah.
Do you have to buy like a specific? I know he did it, but I don't remember how.
Snow flock. I guess you could flock it with other
things. Like a flake, but flock?
I guess so.
Is that funny to you?
That wasn't a laugh.
Were you choking?
No, that was like a kind of like a
turn your mic off when you do that. We're talking about flocking.
We used to get real trees. At
I do love the smell, but they're a fire hazard.
We didn't flock them though.
We had to cut my aunt's down with a chainsaw one time. Her real tree was so big.
Wow! So she went all out, huh?
Oh yeah, it was.
I actually need to.
Yeah.
I need to collect some real trees once people are done with them.
I know what you're gonna do.
I'm gonna put them down at my parents' dock. Yeah.
It's a fish attractor.
Yeah.
But it takes a while because they don't like the acidity.
They're not really a
pond.
Fire hazard if you do it
keep
right.
them watered down.
Well,
yeah.
you gotta when you get it back to the house. The trick is
we have tricks
to make another cut at the base of the tree. You know, cut off a little disc at the bottom, a couple inches, and then put it in a 5-gallon bucket of water.
The disc or the tree?
The whole tree.
Yeah.
in the bucket.
Does the whole tree fit in a 5-gallon bucket?
Well, I mean, it sits in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And let it sit in that for a couple days, and then move it into the house, and then obviously make sure it
water
stays
in
water.
Yeah,
it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Bear has informed Davey that Die Hard is not a something Christmas movie.
Shots fired.
I don't care what Bear thinks.
All right.
You're listening to Three and Out.